Every week here on KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show, Sound Effect. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer has this next story about not letting go.
So how did you guys figure out that you both play the same obscure instrument?
I think it was when I spotted your horn in your apartment and I said, what you got there?
Yeah.
Or something to the effect of. And then you said, oh, that's my baritone. And I was like, oh, is that right? And yeah. Then it became a, I do that too.
Right.
Well, you're listening to Sound Effect on KNKX 88.5. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. I am here with my good friends Ed Ronco and Ariel Van Cleave. Mm-hmm. And we are talking about something that brings you both together as KNKX's horn section.
I play the euphonium.
And I play the baritone horn.
They're essentially the same, but it's the size of the bore. His is better for marching, mine's better for concert.
It looks like the love child of a French horn and a tuba or something.
That's pretty much what it is.
It's like a middle low voice, the same octave that a trombone would be in.
Okay, so give me your like the backstory of you and the euphonium. We'll start with you, Ariel. How did this become part of your life?
Well, my seventh grade year, my dad played euphonium, so he kind of pushed me into playing euphonium without explaining that it's a pretty useless instrument in a lot of circumstances.
Wait, why?
Orchestras don't need it. If you want to go into marching band or military band, this is the thing for you, but otherwise, no. But I went for it anyway and started playing and didn't look back. I love it.
And you had?
I was in fifth grade and had, you know, tried out for school band, and they gave me a trumpet. But I had braces, and the mouthpiece size on the trumpet, it hurt me to play, because I don't know if it was in frequency with my braces or something, but my whole mouth would just ache every time I played the trumpet. So after a few crying sessions, the director gave me an instrument with a larger mouthpiece. And then I went to college and marched in the baritone section at Michigan State University in the Spartan Marching Band. And so this has really been a huge part of my life in my early adulthood.
And how about you, Ariel? Does it figure into your, like, identity?
Yeah, like, a lot. So when my dad passed away my sophomore year in college, this is the horn that got me through all of it. And I did try to stop playing a couple different times, but a lot of people around me told me not to. It really pushed me to keep doing it. So I guess, you know, holding on to this horn and remembering those times, it's an anchor to just feel steady.
Yeah.
Can I add that Ariel is a much more serious musician than I? I want you to know that when I tried out for Spartan Marching Band, I was named 18th chair out of 16.
I didn't know that.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah. We marched 16 people and there were two alternates. And it wasn't until a guy named Rory McClintock like fell off his bike and broke his ankle that I got to march in the marching band. And then I got better.
All right. Well, I would love to hear some euphonium / baritone horn coming at us from the KNKX horn section.
All right.
Cool.